for Kylie Customer Service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Hi, Caitlin. My name is Dawn Roman, and I did a survey because I guess I went into a FedEx store, and I gave my credit card number for shipping and handling for an iPod, they said that the card wasn't any good, so I tried another one, and they said declined, so I'm not sure what's going on.
Okay, you said you were trying to sign up for it. It's an iPad entry?
Yes.
Okay, and what was your name?
Dawn, D-A-W-N.
Dawn.
Roman, R-O-M-E-N.
Okay. Can you confirm your email address?
My email address is D as in dog, C as in cat, G as in gopher, Roman, R-O-M-A-N, at gmail.com.
Okay. Now, on the screen, did it give you anything other than the fact that it declined?
I'm sorry?
Because I know I had a lady that called in maybe like a week ago that said the same thing. It didn't give her a reason of why it declined it, but it declined it. Did anything show up for you?
Yeah. And so did the second one was declined. The first one said something else, and I can't remember what it was.
Okay, and you're doing it on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay. You may have to reload it and try to do it again. Sometimes it won't allow you to do it after the first time you do it. And I don't know why it declined it because it's not showing me either. But what happens is after you try the one time, sometimes it won't allow you to keep trying it. So you may be able to do it again and it goes through,
okay.
But it doesn't show a reason on why it declined. It just says declined. And so we didn't get all of your information or anything because it usually comes through to our system once the purchase goes through. But it just
right.
Showed that the payment was declined on today.
Okay. And how much is the shipping and handling?
Now, shipping and handling depends. It can range from $1 to
$9. Oh, $1 to $9. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know why it changes, but I know that's what it ranges in. I think it goes based off the product you receive because we have like a vacuum cleaner one, an iPhone one, an iPad, and like sometimes the shipping and handling on them is different.
Okay. So I should try it one more time.
Yes, you can try it again. If it does not go through, then it may just be a systematic error. I also have to tell people sometimes when it's a lot of people on one website at a time or trying to do something at a time, it slows down the network for these companies. And it'll start throwing off some people. Some people have no issue, and then some people say, oh, it didn't work for me, or it's declining, or it's exiting me out. It's because it's probably more like a lot of people doing it at one time.
Okay, and you couldn't take the info, correct?
No, ma'am. We're not able to do it over the phone anymore. I don't know what happened, but they stated that we can't take card information or anything over the phone anymore.
Okay, and who does it go to?
Let me pull it up. I'm sorry, I exited out of it.
No, that's okay. I'm sure it was an odd question for you, but I just wondered.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's not the right thing. Not really odd. A lot of people ask that, actually.
I'm sorry?
I said, that's not really an odd question. A lot of people ask, well, where does the money go? Or who gets the money? Or what company is for?
Listen, if I get an iPod for $9, you know, that's fine with me. For an iPad, an iPad for $9, that's okay with me. I don't care where the shipping money goes. I want to make sure it's a legit kind of deal.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry, I have no idea why I aced it out of it because my system is having issues, but I have it pulled up now. It just takes a while for it to load for whatever reason. I think it probably hates me. But I don't know. So it's a store. It's an online web store that has different products, like a store. So I know, like, you did a survey or did you do just a sweepstake offer?
I'm sorry?
Did you do a survey for this? It was for a survey?
A survey, Yeah.
Okay. So for the surveys, what they do is the surveys are advertised by different companies. It could be Verizon, T-Mobile, it could be Walmart, Costco, Kohl's, Sam's. The product does not come from the store listed because that is only the survey. The survey is you may like, let's just say if you shop at Walmart. Walmart just wants to know your experience, you know, by the survey, but they are advertising another company. The company is called Factory Direct Savings Store. They have, Factory Direct Savings Store.
Factory.
They have iPads, iPods or tablets or whatever you want to call it. They have the little ear pods for your ear, headphones. They have other products also like portable blenders. They have all type of electronics that you can get. They also have facial creams, CBD products, male enhancement products
that they can
send you as well. And so they send it out. It's basically like a promotional deal. Like you did a survey for this company, and so you'll receive a free product for shipping and handling for a different company. So that's pretty much how it's going.
Okay, good. So it's Factory Direct Service Company, right?
Yes,
Factory
ma'am.
Factory Direct Service Company. Yeah. And I'll try it again and see if I can get this through.
Okay.
Well,
hopefully it does go through for you. Like I said, sometimes it's just system issues. But I do thank you for calling customer service on today. You have a great day, ma'am.
I hope you do too, ma'am.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.